good morning.
What happened to Smallwood, and what's his status for Sunday?
He has a knee, and he's questionable.
How did he hurt his knee?
In the game.
When in the game?
First four quarters.
How's Fletcher?
He's doing well.
Is he
out?
He's rolled out.
So not that well.
Short and sweet, by the way.
On Smallwood, what exactly is the knee injury?
It's a knee, and he's questionable.
After the game, he looked fine. Was it something that kind of happened on the way home?
Happened during the game.
If he's not out there, how does that affect the running game?
It doesn't. It does not.
You've been saying that that Fletcher is day-to-day and he's doing well, but the second straight week. So what's going on with him? And
he's good. I mean, he's right on track where he needs to be. It's week five, and we got a lot of football left, and he's progressing nicely, so we got to just be careful.
Will you get Destiny back this week?
He's questionable as well, yes.
Is Wendell practicing today?
Today, no.
You've talked about how you have different runs for each of the different guys, so does this mean that you, if Wendell can't go, do you limit the playbook, or are you teaching those other Wendell runs?
No, and I need to kind of explain that. We do have specific runs for guys, but all the guys have to know those specific runs. So, we do call for specific guys in certain situations, but listen, LeGarrette has to know them all. Corey has to know them all. Wendell has to know them all. Even Kenyon has to know them all. So that's kind of the way we approach that.
How was Corey with pass pro?
Good. He's improving. He's smart. Deuce has worked extremely hard with him and LeGarrette both. In protection, and he's doing nice.
In signing Kenyon last week, you said it was going to take a bit of time for him to get up to speed. Is he there yet?
I would say no. He's not like the whole playbook, but he is very familiar with the terminology. And the thing is, it's one thing to know it and kind of have a refresher course, but then to do it full speed on game day is a little different. And so I want to make sure he's comfortable with whatever we decide to put him in on. He's comfortable with protections, with runs, with routes, whatever it might be.
Doug, do you feel any differently standing up there 3-1 this year versus last year when you stood up there 3-1?
I think number one, our 3-0 start last year, even though we won those games, it covered up a lot of mistakes that we made in those games, offensively, defensively, in the kicking game. I think this year, the guys are playing probably a little more confident. They're learning how to finish. The execution's better. Obviously from the quarterback's position, he's understanding, not only the concepts but game plan and situational football and putting our team in good situations there. And the ability to run the ball. We're a little more consistent there, especially these last couple of weeks. So a little more confident standing here, but at the same time, a lot of football left.
With Wendell, we saw him not be – I know, but we saw him not be able to get through a full season last year. Are you concerned about his durability long term?
I'm not. This is a physical game, contact sport. These things are going to happen, particularly to runners. And it's part of the game. So I'm not concerned with this long term.
He missed three straight practices. Why is he questionable for this game?
He has a knee. And he's questionable.
Why isn't he out if he hasn't been able to practice?
Because it could be a game. For me, it's a game time decision with him. Yeah.
In Zach Ertz's case, how much do you think having Alshon on the outside has benefited and helped?
I really think it's, of course, it's benefited him tremendously. He's getting a little more of the one-on-one stuff. You're not seeing the combo coverages necessarily on Zach until you get kind of into the red zone area. But I think having Alshon on the outside, on the perimeter, has really allowed him to have better one-on-one matchups. And he does a great job with that and a good route runner, obviously. It's really, really helped him in the passing game.
It seemed last year defenses were focused not just on Zach in the middle, but Jordan on the middle. That has having the outside the Wright cleared that up?
It does. It definitely kind of spreads people out, and defensively, you're worried about a couple of guys, not just one, or an area of the field, as you mentioned, the middle of the field. So yeah, it definitely spreads out, and you create some more one-on-one matchups.
Does Patrick Peterson typically shadow a receiver, or do they play sides more?
He typically goes with the best receiver. Yes. Yeah.
So you expect him to be on Alshon a good
part
of the
day? Expect that going into this ball game. Yeah.
Against the Giants, you put Alshon in the slot a little bit, seemingly to kind of just free him up a little bit. Is that a similar option, you think, that you can move around guys so that Patrick doesn't necessarily always be on the same guy?
Yeah, in Patrick's case, listen, he's very comfortable going anywhere, inside, outside. You see him all over the field with the best receivers. And, we're going to continue to find creative ways to get Alshon, open even in the middle of the field. A big body, big target in there. And he actually loves being in that slot position. So, we'll keep him moving around, defensively, I think that whoever's on him, if it is Patrick, then he just has to be aware of where Alshon goes once he breaks the huddle.
Doug, Jason Peters, 35, has gone through injuries in his career. What's he doing behind the scenes to still be able to play at this level?
Gosh, I mean, the way he just, the way he conditions himself during the week, the rest he gets, how he eats, the way he prepares. I mean, this guy, and the way Stout manages him during the week too. You saw it in training camp. He's not one of these guys that gets 100% of the reps, and we do the same thing during the regular season. We do it with a lot of guys, but in him particularly has really benefited from having a little extra rest and just the way he takes care of himself off the field.
The corners on each of the teams that you face has been really good, from Marcus Peters to Norris Jenkins to Lassiter to Perez and Josh Norman. Is that maybe part of the explanation on why Jeffrey, not necessarily has bad numbers, but hasn't gotten off to a fast start?
I think that's part of it. Anytime you put, their top defender against your top receiver, I don't want to say it eliminates the field, but it definitely draws your attention to other areas, and it can be part of the I don't want to say a problem, but it can be part of the lack of targets and things like that, just because it's a solid matchup, you're not going to sit there and try to shove sand, when you don't need to. You still got a tight end and a couple other receivers that you can in the run game that you can work, but it does limit some targets. Yes.
Getting back to Peters, last year he made a point of losing weight, hoping that would keep him healthy. This year he's kind of taken an opposite approach. He got bigger. Was there any initial concerns about it or did you just feel he knows how to do this better than anybody?
The fluctuation of weight, you mean?
Yeah.
I've been around him not only these last couple of seasons, but even before, where he's come back heavy, he's come back light, he's done different things. I just think that he just knows his body and knows how to get himself ready to play, bottom line. And he does an outstanding job with it. He's been maintaining his weight this year. Even a little bit of bulk with him still being able to move the way he moves is pretty impressive for a big guy.
What have you seen out of the Cardinals offense specifically when Andre Ellington is in the game?
Yeah, it's, listen, this offense, it can be explosive, especially, with the guys they have and him particularly. And it's another great test for our defense. Obviously, a pass rush becomes important. But yeah, they like to shoot the ball down the field, and it's an explosive offense. So work's cut out for us.
Doug, from the point that Bo Allen was hurt in the spring till now, can you just talk about not only his progress, and are you surprised how quickly he's back playing at the level he is?
I'm not. I'm not surprised. And the reason I say that is just the way he handled his business once he was injured, this spring, and how he came back and his rehab. He was so driven and so motivated to get back on the field. And I'm not surprised. It did take him a couple games, however, just to get his legs back under him and his stamina that way. But he's playing well right now.
Teddy, Arizona seems to have a pretty stout defense. Going into this game, do you have to stay balanced in your mind to win, or can you win this game if it gets into a shootout for you?
I think you have to be balanced. You know, against teams like that, you got to be patient in a run game. They are a stout defense against the run, you know, and they play so much man coverage in the back end. And it's going to be – you have to be patient in games like this. And you trust your players, you trust your scheme, and there's going to be that ebb and flow of the game, obviously, ups and downs. But I think it does boil down to how well – we do run the ball again. I think that can be a factor if we have any success there to help us in the passing game.
What about with young players like Wentz and like Corey, just in terms of they're so versatile and do so many things, I think, defensively with Matthew, with Buchanan, just in terms of picking up blitzes and things like that?
Yeah, it's it's a challenge, obviously, but it comes down to our preparation and their preparation and study during the week. We got one more practice today to get through and kind of clean some things up from the week. But, yeah, I'd say anytime you play, young players, as mentioned with Corey, especially in the backfield, protections are important. And, one thing that Carson has done a great job with is being able to sort of help those guys when they're on the field and direct them. And it's like one of those things like, hey, you got that guy that the light kind of comes on, and they're like, oh yeah, I got that. I know what you're talking about. And you see some of that from time to time, and that's great to see from two young players being able to do that. But it's a challenge. This is a pretty good defense that we're facing. Really, first 4 weeks of the season, they've all been pretty good.
I know you said earlier in the week that you're only thinking about this game and not the fact that you have another game next Thursday, but obviously you've done some planning. What's your plan for next week to try to, to get the team ready? You have some guys that are banged up. How are you going to approach that?
Yeah, it's obviously, as you said, we're focused on Sunday, but, you just do what you can next week. Your practices really are more of a glorified walkthrough. You're trying to get guys healthy and rested and all the treatment. They live in the training room. We're on the road again, so there's a travel day on Wednesday, and it's part of the business. It's every team's going to go through it during the season, and it's just how well we can handle not only this game Sunday, but come back Monday, ready to go and get ready for a game in a couple days.
Will that affect any of your decisions on injuries this Sunday, on the guys?
Well, I mean, if a guy gets injured Sunday, obviously, it's going to affect. But going into the game, it just depends on how well they do in these next couple of days, with the rest and the treatment.
All right. Okay.
Thanks, guys. Doug.